Hey everybody, welcome to Name Redacted Podcast. As always, I am Colin Norris, your faithful host. Along with me, as always, is...
Alexander Fulmer.
And Chris Nielsen. I was going to try to burp my name after that, but I have not drank enough beer.
The soft open of Colin burping.
Yeah. And as usual, pouring
don't
himself
drink all that. I want some of that.
A nice...
The Bruschiamen.
A nice frosty...
This Allagash Black is amazing.
Which you guys purchased from one of our favorite places in Winston-Salem. Stella Brew.
You know what I realized is that, like, Jeff, as a producer, his job is to press record to make sure that nothing peaks, to make sure that the recording stays recording, and to Google anything. But that's not even really what a producer does, because in our world,
on this show,
a hard
he
job.
Gets you drunk.
Yeah.
And so, like, I kind of realized it's weird because the Bruschiamen is a reverent way of calling Jeff the beer bitch.
Yeah,
where it's
much.
Like, oh, you're the beer bitch, but we really appreciate you.
Yeah.
Because you're the beer shaman. You,
like, rather
you
than being the brand
beer.
New 21-year-old kid in every friend group that you're just like, well, you're newly 21. Looks like you're going to get the case.
Yeah. I consider myself the bitch, but...
Yeah, you're the bitch.
I was waiting. I was like, this is going to be either quiet for a solid 10 seconds, or Colin's going to be like, nah, fuck you. You're a bitch.
Well, he's... But Jeff knows how to pour beer and stuff. It's like having a beer...
We've got a
bartender.
The
difference between a beer bitch and Jeff is that... a beer bitch is an undergrad.
She'll be that
and
bitch.
Jeff is postgrad.
Right.
She'll be that bitch who, like, grabs it out of the refrigerator and falls. She shakes it up,
right.
Gives it to you,
right.
And doesn't forewarn you in a
whereas you can give us tasting notes.
Okay, yeah. I just... One of the most awesome things that I thought of the other day when we were all hanging out, and I never brought it up, but it was on my mind, was the old... I think it was a Heineken commercial...
the most ostentatious sex of shit I've ever seen.
No, but the commercials that they'd hide beer and be like, the amateur, the professional, the master, like...
Those were kind of funny.
Those were funny, like, the guy who's the amateur is just like, oh, it's behind orange juice, and then the professional is like, oh, it's in the little, like, crisper, and then the master, he pulls it out of, like, a whole turkey.
Yeah.
He's just, like, pulls two beers out of a turkey, and he's like, that's right. That's
Jeff,
right.
How do you feel about using a mason jar as a container? I feel like that's the appropriate way to serve a Saison.
It really is.
Roots.
That's why.
No, Saisons are good.
That's why I picked
for,
it.
For a mason jar. They're actually growing in popularity, but this
mason
is actually
jars
one of the...
Saisons? Or
both.
I mean, dude, we've mason jars.
This is actually the worst glass you can pour out of.
Oh, well, fuck you, too. It's got a mustache
no, because,
on it, though.
No, I have,
yeah.
I
yeah,
have
don't
one
you
too.
Ever.
It's based on the thickness of the glass.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought it was the shape.
No, it's because it's thick, and it takes all the temperature out.
Or does it hold the temperature in?
No, that's out.
What if it's frozen?
Dude, it's thermodynamics.
Fuck out.
I feel like we're in an episode of
cold goes
Eureka.
Out, heat comes in.
Thinner the glass, the better.
I didn't graduate college, and I knew that shit.
That felt like an episode of Eureka for just a second. When you said thermodynamics, I was like, yeah, they talk about that shit in Eureka.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm going to throw Holden under the bus because I had something funny happen at the show the other night.
Perfect.
The show on Friday night?
Ziggy's, yeah. We played at Ziggy's on Friday night prior to Free Comic Book Day, which was kind of... I'm going to go down this rabbit hole a little bit.
We're not going there yet. We're
real
going
quick.
To Free
no, no, no.
Book
we'll
yet.
Get there. We'll get there.
I'm going to tease it. Because you want them to keep listening.
You're
going to
give
they
them
don't
the tip.
Keep listening.
You're going to give them the tip, not
Free
the whole
Comic
thing.
Book Day was a little lackluster this year.
I was a little... I'm in your... In your same
yeah,
mindset.
That was the
that.
Word. I've been trying to think of that word for a week. Every
I think
time
lackluster.
I describe it.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we were playing a show at Ziggy's the other night, and this actually stemmed from a conversation I had last night. That's why I'm saying this right now. I was talking to Alex, my bass player, and Rob, my drummer, and I was like, man, we're all like really nerdy people, because like that's why we do what we do, you know, and people are shocked when they come up to us and they're like, oh, like, this isn't just some facade. Like, you guys actually are really into time travel and all this crazy stuff, right? And I was like, man, like, I strive to be the nerd's nerd. But I think Holden succeeded, because we were sitting at the merch table, and two cute girls walk up to the merch table, like, flirting with us, like, I'm trying to get them to buy some t-shirts, whatever, talking about, like, oh, hey, good show. Like, well, thank you very much. And, like, I look over at Holden, and Holden's just, like, sitting
Chris's
there, like, staring awesome. At his phone, like, curled up into a ball. I'm like, Holden, what are you doing? There's, like, two beautiful women right here. And he's like, oh, I'm researching quasars.
What?
He's just sick of sitting on the internet, like, looking up, like, new information about quasars.
Einstein is not excited about your investigations into quasars. Which is weird because you'd think a dog named Einstein would be super into you going and talking about wormholes, but no.
He's not at all into super dense stars.
No, it's funny. We bored the hell out of Sherry the other day because we're sitting in the car.
That's not hard.
Sherry and Holden were both in the car with me. Well, me and Sherry used to ride together before Holden was in the band. And now it's kind of me and Holden ride together. Like, he's my car buddy going to shows. So all three of us were, because we were going out to Winston and we're trying to, you know, use less cars. And I was like, Sherry, I was like, I don't know what to talk about, like, with you sitting here next to me instead of Holden. And she was like, well, what do you normally talk about? Guitar stuff? And I was like, honestly, like, theoretical physics and philosophy.
Blank face.
But no, we can talk about guitar stuff.
Would you rather I talk about pants? I can talk about pants.
You were talking about pants for days.
Yeah, I know.
Sherry, albeit the least of the, she doesn't wear a nerd on her sleeve
as much.
She's
a fucking nerd.
She's very bookie.
Oh,
even
very
though
much
she's,
so.
She's not very street smart, very bookie.
When she was in my fucking D&D campaign, girl knew what the fuck was going on with some nerd stuff.
No.
She was very, very good at being like, oh, by the way, this thing none of you guys knew I had, I can do this.
Can we talk about the page 42 that happened?
Oh yes, absolutely.
Good God.
Glorious.
So you have to give the backstory.
So we were out in at the venue, and Sherry and Rob hooked up with somebody I don't believe they knew prior to that, but it was that point in the night where it's like, we've been best friends forever. You know, and this guy's just like feeding them drinks and stuff, and so they end up going to the plan was to go to a strip club. I don't know what happened. All I know is
I never got
the
story out of Rob because we only saw it for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, all I know was I was like, yo, Rob, I'm going back to Greensboro with Holden and you're 40 minutes away from home. Have fun. He's like, yeah, man, I'm good. Okay.
For those of you who don't know, we have a couple little things that go on between our group pertaining to being at parties and not quote unquote ditching them. But
this is our glossary segment.
When
somebody gets page 42, they chose to stay there but ended up not wanting to be there. It's like harkening back to the
Well, no, not necessarily. Well, no, it's because sometimes page 42, it's at its essence, just like you said, it's choose your own adventure.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't matter. Sometimes that's a good thing. Sometimes you get eaten by a dragon.
You go to page 42, and whatever happens, happens.
Yeah. Sometimes you deflower a beautiful princess, and other times you get eaten by a dragon.
Yeah, that
sometimes
whole.
Sometimes both happen.
Yeah.
At the same time. That's just weird.
That whole.
Because the princess is a dragon.
That whole thing actually stemmed from.
That's some werewolf shit.
That whole thing stemmed from Rob being in the car with me after we left Holden at a party at Tuba. Like, we were like, Holden, me and Rob, like, went up to him. We were like, yo, we're going home back to Venture. And he was like, it's cool, man. I'll stay here. He texts us when we're like 15 minutes away from Venture or from Tuba. And he's
which
like,
is 15 minutes away
from which Venture. Is 15 from Venture. And he's like, hey, guys, can you come get me? And Rob just sends him a text. He goes, turn to page 42. There's a dragon. You're staying at Tuba, bro. So now whenever anybody decides to basically, like, put it in D&D terms. To split the party.
I use that all the time.
Don't
man.
Split the party.
Me and Alex will be somewhere, and everybody else is somewhere else, and we're drunk. And I'm like, Alex, we split the party. We're gonna get left. Yep. They're not coming back for our ass.
And that then, of course, sometimes can lead into the immediate airlift. But
why'd you just? You're not allowed to say that word.
You gotta.
We can edit. We can bleep that out.
Yeah,
that would be hilarious.
The first thing
oh
we
my
bleep.
God, so here we go.
So Mark did it. What was it?
Mark the tape. What time is it? I don't know. We're marking a tape. This is the first time we've marked a tape. We don't know how to mark a tape. So I'm gonna
say
it
again.
I'll
look at it.
Just for
like
funny, like
something.
Okay. So we have a word, and that word is. and that
we're
is.
We're really gonna say.
I'm gonna bleep it. As well, just because.
But then you have to bleep that bleep.
Every single time, there's going to be like 12 bleeps in this thing.
I'm going to do it.
Just don't make it an annoying bleep, because that's the worst, dude.
No, not
just have it be somebody.
Actually,
just,
it's usually better when it's just like silence. You're like, what the fuck just happened?
Dude, just get into rap songs and just make it go backwards.
No! Oh my God, dude.
But like, yeah, so anyway, that's okay.
I'll just insert a different word like cow or.
Yeah, dude.
Cow, yes, yeah. Yes, or pineapple.
Just get a patent Oswald,
so that is
like. Just get a little like a tiny little fucking JPEG of Patton Oswalt.
But
just saying something
audio.
I mean,
just saying whatever. Something of his, like,
dude, still sleep drunk.
But anyway, so that word to save Jeff some work is our evac word. Like, you call somebody up and you're like, hey,
and this is the thing where you literally cannot, like, we can't refuse to come get you if you use this term.
Right, which is why we can't tell you, because you could be my next crazy girlfriend listening to this right now.
Sorry, Emily.
No, I mean,
she listens to this.
Exactly. or, you know.
Edit that.
You know, I love you, babe. I didn't say that.
What are you crazy?
He meant Colin's next crazy girlfriend.
What are you crazy podcast?
I meant after Emily, but that's not even better.
That's what you
want to
say.
So.
Nah, that's digging.
But anyway,
deeper.
So Rob and Sherry got page.
More bleeps.
Rob and Sherry got page 42 to Greensboro and Winston with no ride.
We should make it a bloop. Can we make it a bloop instead of a bleep?
It's a bloop.
Okay.
They had no way to get back to Greensboro, and I'm like, where the fuck is Rob? How is he going to get back? And Chris was like, I don't fucking know. Not 20 minutes later, I get a Snapchat from a friend of ours, Kira. And, like, Rob
was
there.
Like an hour and a half later.
Well, anyway.
Hanging out with friend of the show, John Moore.
Yeah.
Hanging out with friend of the show, John Moore. And we're like, wait a minute. John Moore's there. How did Rob and Sherry get back to Greensboro?
Just so bizarre, like, hey, all of our friends were scattered across the state, and now they're,
like now they're
10 minutes away from us. Yeah,
and they
didn't
tell any of us.
Yeah, dude.
The best thing
was
that
say about us?
I walked into the house with my buddy Rick, who does comic book art, and he's a good buddy of mine. I play HeroClix with him and all that stuff. He's actually going to be working on.
Hey, Rick.
Me and him are going to be working on a comic together that I'm going to have the guys in the podcast are going to help us write parts of it. Yeah. And Rick's probably also going to do some artwork for the Time Machine Drive-By comic. And we walk in the house, and before introductions even get made, Chris and Colin both turn to me and go, bro, Sherry and Rob, page 42, and I just bust out laughing, and Rick has this bewildered look on his face, like, what the fuck is
page
42?
We're essentially speaking Greek at this person we've known for 30 seconds.
Yeah. Palmer, why did you bring me here? Yeah. No one who lives here is here.
We're also hanging out where none of
the people that live in the house are there.
Palmer used to live there, and I might as well live there, I guess, but,
I mean, it's
good to have a place like that, though. Yeah.
But what did we
do? A rendezvous point.
Then we watched...
Lots of Twilight Zone.
They ripped Twilight on Twilight Zone.
Which was cool.
I really enjoyed it.
Cool.
It was fun.
We watched The Invaders, The Silence, The Invasion,
Nightmares,
The Silence.
Nightmare 20,000 Feet.
Yeah, because Fulmer had never seen
yeah.
the Shatner episode or any of that shit.
I said one of the greatest things that's ever come out of my mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, we can tell them. People want to hear that.
Yeah, go ahead. Explain the whole scenario.
So our buddy had Rick had taken a little...
Took a weed nap.
He took a weed nap. Which, you know, that happens. You face a blunt, you take a weed nap.
throwing everybody under the bus today.
Whatever.
I'm about to throw
No potential fucking...
I will change all the names.
No potential fucking employers are going to be listening to this.
I like how we started this calling it Name Redacted and then just gave up on redacting names.
Yep.
Yeah.
We did that for a couple episodes.
Brian, everyone is Brian.
We were watching the...
Everyone is John. Including John.
He was really good at that game. Anyway,
do you remember that night? We're like, hey, let's play Everyone is John. And John was just like, because we kept saying it. And then John Moore was like, why does everyone keep saying my name?
So we're just hanging out watching the William Shatner episode. It's called Nightmare at 20,000 Feet.
It's the second William Shatner episode.
Shatner episode. And essentially, it's...
One of the segments from the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, if you've ever seen Treehouse of Horrors, it's also referenced in one of that. It's the episode where there's a gremlin on the wing of the plane. Little bit of trivia, it's directed by Dick Donner and was written by Richard Matheson. Dick Donner directed the Superman movies 1 and 2, and Richard Matheson wrote the original novel, I Am Legend. Anyway.
Colin's out nerding me at my thing.
Colin's
out is my nerd
second
thing.
Time, dude.
He's good with names.
Oh, yeah.
The Spider-Man thing.
But I knew that, he just got to it faster.
Walloped your face. It was embarrassing
for everyone
involved.
So basically, at one point, the fucking... gremlin puts its face up and somebody was like, hey man, that looks like old Greg. And so
that was a Chris comment.
We did that whole thing and then eventually, not spoilers if you haven't seen it, it is 50 fucking years old, so fuck you if you haven't.
Yo, the statute of limitations
on spoilers,
it's been remade.
Yeah.
Once it gets remade and the remake has been out for 30 years.
Yeah.
He shoots the window out of the thing and then Rick woke up to that because we're all losing our shit and I was like, that's some fucked up shit to walk into. Old Greg getting shot by fucking Captain Kirk. And Rick was just like, huh? And I said, go back to sleep.
There you go.
And then we went to Free Comic Book Day.
Yes.
Okay, free now comic you can talk about Free Comic Book Day.
Without sleep, twice, 2 years running.
2 years in a row.
And Free Comic Book Day.
And this is the second weekend in a row that I've been up for over 24 hours doing a comic event.
Keep in mind, prior, this is also the same night I played a show. So I played a show.
I drank six Mickeys.
Yeah, what was... Let's put a picture of that cap up.
Yeah, because we can't... We still.
I have it. I've got
it. Oh, you've got
it?
Okay.
It's on the patio. I'll like put a Mickey's, picture of the cap up and see if anybody else can figure it out.
Mickey's on the bottom of their caps is just like the Snapple facts. They have these little pictures that are supposed to be phrases.
What is it called? Pictograms? Is it
pictograms, yeah. And we got all of them really quick, except for one.
The first one.
Was it the first one?
It's the first one. Always the first one. The first one was always the one I can't solve.
Yeah.
And that one, it just... It's so confusing, and we're going to see if anybody else can help us out figure it out.
And we're going to feel real dumb.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
So we got to Free Comic Book Day.
Was it a bale of hay?
Somebody's just gonna Google Goggle it.
Yeah.
And it's going to pop right up. Why didn't we do that?
I didn't think to do that.
we got too much pride for that.
Yeah. Too much Mickeys to do that.
We had way too many Mickeys to do that.
Six, which is way too many.
Have a nice Mickey.
So we pulled up to Acme Comics and we realized the line wasn't going. Like, oh shit, there's no fucking line.
Oh man, that
was
so
stoked. We were stoked as hell. And then we got closer to Acme and we were like, oh wait,
it's going the other way this year.
Other way this year, but we were still in better position. I got 150 last year. I was like 230 this year. I was 150 last year. I was like 230.
So we got in the line.
We got through real quick.
Colin made terrible, terrible coffee at the house. And
I made awesome fucking coffee.
That was
Colin
the most disgusting thing I've ever had.
For any of you who know how to make coffee.
Jeff, you weren't even there. Shut up.
I'm just saying.
Jeff, it was
that
terrible
is a barrel,
coffee.
That is a terrible equation
no,
of
Jeff,
coffee.
No, just wait.
To
just
water.
Wait until... Yeah. Okay, yeah.
I heard the equation.
Yeah.
The filter was filled... Like,
to the brim
past
and
the
some.
Rim, like, there were grounds.
There were grounds above the brim of the filter.
And that's like two coffee pots. Full of coffee.
Especially
that
because this
be
is only
this
is only a 5-cup pot.
Yeah.
Oh Jesus.
It's not even like a 10-cup, like a normal 10-cup pot.
I wanted to make sure we stayed the fuck
so
away.
So he gave us like 20 cups worth of coffee grounds, and made what? 2 cups of coffee?
Six. I put six cups of water.
It was the most disgusting thing. So I down it. I'm like,
yeah.
Whatever, dude. Fuck it. I'm good.
It was like
I put like five creams and like six sugars, and I was still like,
have you guys ever had? Have you guys ever had drip espresso?
Yeah.
You saw it
yeah.
like in the international section. Yeah. That's what it tasted like.
It was essentially Cafe Bustelo.
Oh.
Like,
so you just take the ground up coffee beans and just eat them.
Essentially.
Yeah.
That would have been better.
I could taste the grit.
I've eaten coffee beans. That would have been much better.
Yeah.
And my skin started to itch real bad about 20 minutes later.
Oh, yeah. So then we do go to Free Comic Book Day. I get in line with Rick. We're like, all right, guys, you hold the place. We're going to go get coffee. We go in there, and I get an Americano. I come back out. Then Tanya shows up. I'm already done with my second coffee. He was like, I owe this motherfucker a coffee. And I was like, you're damn right you do. Like, just
sure,
so
I'll
excited.
Take a coffee.
I had just gone and gotten an Americano.
Yeah, and he just got back from getting an Americano. And I was like, hey, bring me like the girliest iced coffee type thing. Don't bring it out here right now. I'm not going to be able to eat it.
I'm going to be a small downer.
Okay, this is my dad killing the buzz of the podcast real quick.
Okay, podcast, I'm sorry. We've got daylight. We've got young children over there awake. Let's try to keep the language.
Oh, that's true.
Less podcasty.
Yeah, they're in the back. They're fine.
Oh, that's a good point still.
They're fine.
No,
it's okay.
It smells so good.
And this would be okay.
We got turkey chili. It's cool.
We can censor it out. They'll never hear it.
Yeah. Like, that works.
So then
it's
Tanya...
Okay, it's okay. It's got an explicit tag. They know.
Tanya comes up to me.
Do we just need to put a sign up that says explicit?
Yeah.
Just like the iTunes.
It's an on-air sign?
It's just an E that's all broken up and cracked. Yeah. But no, so Tanya comes up to me, and last week I had... her and her husband didn't have $2 to get into the show, and they just had a card, so I gave them...
Right.
So I paid for their way into the show last week. So she was like, I owe you a coffee. So she bought me a coffee. And I was like, give me the girliest iced coffee thing you can possibly get. I thought she was going to come back with a frappe.
I told her to get whipped topping and everything,
yeah.
But they didn't have any.
So I was expecting a frappe, but it was just
no,
it was just coffee and ice.
Because then you got to get like that skim soy no whip.
Yeah.
It looked good.
It was good. I tasted
soy.
It.
But
it was delicious, but I came back. I had just gotten them to fill that whole liter of water. I downed the coffee. I downed the water. So that's 3 cups of coffee and a whole liter of water. I pissed good, like every 20 minutes for like an did. Hour and a half.
And at least you didn't like get every the, hour. At least you didn't get the coffee hangover.
I didn't. No, that's the worst. I think that might have been it. That was why for the past two nights at work I've had a migraine.
Oh,
was coming
yeah.
down off all that coffee.
Oh, drink a little bit. Drink a little bit of coffee. I don't, you bit. Probably don't drink coffee every day, but just have like a cup when you wake up and then kind of.
No, just think.
Like I just. Like
yeah,
ooh, Sunday night at work, it just
I have to drink at least one cup a day.
I was just getting murdered by like a headache, and it was miserable. But anyway, back to Free Comic Book Day.
It was fun.
It was fun. It was very fun. It was just it was a little different from last year because to get another sketch, you had to go back through the comic book line, and that killed it for us because like.
That's most of our day.
That's
know?
What,
And the other thing is that they were trying, I think, I kind of pieced some of it together in my head, because normally there's a lot more staffers and cosplayers walking up and down the line, and they're doing giveaways the whole way up and down the line.
They didn't do any giveaways.
But I think they did do giveaways, but all the giveaways were right in front of the shop. And so, unless you were standing in line for sketches, you couldn't even hear that.
Yeah.
Even if you were standing in the comic book line almost about to go in, you were still too far away.
Yeah.
And so, I think the reason they did that, though, is because they normally walk around with, like, the megaphone, basically.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
all
Cody
of the other...
Year,
right, yeah. But all of the other shops were upset about Free Comic Book Day and everybody parking and stuff. And they even had, like, the rent-a-cop standing in front of the one store to stop people from blocking their entrance. So I
even
think
though
the
I don't
reason,
even think that place was open.
I didn't see anybody go in there all day.
I didn't either.
It was a spa.
But so, I think that's why the giveaways were centralized in front of Acme, is because they didn't want to be walking up and down. But they should have put it in front of Geeksboro. If it was in front of Geeksboro, it would have been fine.
Yeah.
My thing
because then
like,
it would have been, like, in the middle of the line. Like, people would have been paying attention. Because that's my favorite part, is just, like, BSing
giveaways.
With these guys.
Yeah. My thing is, like, I don't understand why the... It's one day a year. Why are the shops so pissed off? It's one day.
And a lot of the shops capitalize on it, man. Walgreens gets a lot of business. Elizabeth's gets a lot of business. The guitar store gets a lot of business.
We ate a bit.
There was that other place that was basically like this sounds so condescending, but like a Ritzy Rooms to Go.
Yeah.
And they had comic book stuff up in the window, like supporting. And
the framing place had like 15% off if
you
had a drawing.
If
you
want to get your sketch framed, come on in. We'll give you a discount. Like,
which is cool. Like, that's a cool thing. But,
It should have been like, you know what? They should have had all the masseuses dress up in, like,
hell
superhero
yeah.
costumes.
I would have gotten a massage.
Dude, how cool would that be? That's what I want to see out of Free Comic Book Day. I want to see all the shops support it and just like, hey, you know what? We're a day spa. We're not going to get any business anyway, but we can probably get three or four of these idiots to come in here, like, if we dress up
the
like
ones
Supergirl.
Who talk, the ones who talk
and the
girls.
Guys who, like, work at the guitar place.
Or the ones who don't.
And play some, like... Marvel tunes or something, you know, just
songs
or something.
Fight on me!
Yeah,
fight
like
on me!
A guitar contest where you have anybody who can play guitar put the tab up of fucking Mario and see who can play it better.
Yeah.
Like karaoke, guitar.
Yeah, exactly.
Guitar
hero.
Yeah, guitar.
Cool.
Yeah.
To not harp on the negative.
Why don't people
just
hire us
guitar
to do this?
To not harp on the negative parts
to do this.
And the things that were slightly bummer.
Amazing artists this year.
Great pull.
I never heard the final count. But.
Dude, in the next couple of years, those bags are not going to be able to... I thought my handle was going to break.
60 books this year, dude.
All day, dude. Like, I next year, they're going to get new bags.
Yeah.
Or just have two bags each.
The most fun, I think, for me this Free Comic Book Day was... As everybody knows, if you've listened in before or if you just know me, I like to get weird sketches. That's always been my thing. I like to get weird shit drawn.
Yeah, and it's kind of turned into a game.
And it's turned into a game amongst our friends, like, because at first I was the only one really getting weird shit done, and then all of a sudden, like, when I started mentioning that I love getting weird stuff done, everybody else was like, fuck it, let's all do it. Let's
it
get weird stuff done.
Also,
freed us up to be like, yeah, we don't have
also,
to.
Also,
like,
the vote is in. At least the preliminary vote, I'll put it that way, Zane. Colin won.
I voted for
but
Colin.
But we should totally post all of the sketches online, and we'll make a poll.
Yeah. Mine,
so that way people
well, mine can't...
That?
We can do that? No, we can do it on Facebook.
Mine
okay,
can't
yeah.
win because nobody fucking knows who my character is unless they're a DC fan.
No, I mean, you're
it's
a disadvantage.
Funny.
I'm not a
it
DC,
is funny.
But I'm not a DC fan, and I love Larfleet.
Everybody knows who Larfleet is.
But as opposed
no.
to, like...
No.
Yours is way more accessible.
Yours, everyone's going to understand.
JL8 is infinitely just accessible.
Did I tell you guys
what I'm talking about? Though I'm just talking about it's Batman and the Flash making a joke about a summer blockbuster movie that just came out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I told you that guys this, but the reason I ended up crashing at the very end when we went back, and the reason I crashed so hard is I found out how much Yale charges for a full mock-up.
Yeah, you told us.
And it just drained all my energy.
Oh, he's expensive.
Oh, yeah. Like, because I asked him, I was like, hey, man, because what I wanted to get was Wonder Woman and Green Lantern wearing good guy jerseys, and then Harley Quinn and Deathstroke wearing bad guy jerseys as JLL 8 characters, and Wonder Woman throwing a frisbee, Green Lantern with the hand construct, and then Deathstroke shooting at it and Harley fucking swinging her hammer at it. And he was like, I don't know how to say this without sounding like an asshole, but, like, that's a full commission. And I was like, how much is a full commission? He was like, it's like $750. And I was like, I can buy it.
That's also reasonable.
It is reasonable. I was like, I can buy it. I can absolutely afford it, but I'm not going to be able to justify it.
Right, I thought you were actually going to say more than that.
Watching him just draw my sketch, I mean, I was in there, I don't know how long you guys, if you guys noticed how long, I was in there for a good 25 minutes. Like, and I was like, this. He was like, that's pretty difficult, but I will go ahead and just bang out this 3-quarter profile real quick.
Oh, yeah, because he was like, that's a motorcycle, I don't know this.
No, he was just like, it's a big wheel, that'd take a minute.
Oh,
you know, like, I was like, I totally get that, but I am gonna scan it and see if he'll color it for me.
Yeah.
That's not how you do it.
He's a very, very...
I'm like a colorist.
He colors all his shit.
Oh, man, let's not get into that.
He colors his own stuff.
He's a very quiet
guy.
We
don't need to totally
mention
what happened, but that should definitely get mentioned.
We'll kind of go through the whole day a little bit, like, little
pieces. Because obviously my favorite part was actually, since Free Comic Book Day was not as eventful as in the past, my favorite part was actually the after party.
How was the after party?
That first part was amazing.
If I had slept, it would have been great.
Yeah.
You didn't sleep at all?
We were up
Did you take a nap?
No, I couldn't get any sleep.
He closed his eyes for like 20 minutes, but
I never slept like because of Leela, I can't breathe in that house very much.
So, because like there was trivia and we were gonna podcast because they were doing trivia and all the other artists and stuff were playing too, and we're like, we're gonna lose so bad, and we're gonna podcast it, and we're gonna treat the iPad as though it was our, you know, fifth person, and kind of whisper to the iPad so people could get mad at us when we're idiots about nerd stuff, which would have been real fun, but we were just way too tired. We might do it on some random night.
We'll go up, because they have trivia nights up there.
Yeah.
They also have Drink and Draw, and my friend Nicole actually runs it, so.
Oh, really? Yeah, because they're doing
Miyazaki right now.
Or Miyazaki,
Miyazaki. I'm really excited about that, actually. One of the coolest parts for me was, because we know, like, I'm just going to go ahead, and I know I've when we post the Smitty thing, this will be the second time I mention this, but I want to post this.
This is a preview for an upcoming
episode. Of the Smitty thing. We did a small interview with one of the guys that I've met several times before who...
I always miss the special episode.
Well, he's...
That's 22 the first minutes one. Long. This is the first special I've been to.
Yeah.
Black Adam Friday.
Black Adam Friday was...
That was a special.
Special.
Did that get posted? Did we post
that? Yeah, I posted that.
For what it was.
It wasn't a very special.
No.
But it was an extra release to our normal schedule.
Yeah. Me and Brian Smith, Smitty, we're on a first name basis, and a couple of the other guys, too. Me and Kelly Yates.
Is it Smitty?
Or
Schmitty.
We were trying to figure that out.
Honestly,
I think it's interchangeable.
It's interchangeable. Yeah. I think it's usually Smitty. I say Schmitty just because I like the sound.
I do, too.
I like
Schmitty.
But his last name is Smith.
Yeah, so I call him Schmitty.
A lot of people call Kevin Smith Schmitty.
Yeah.
Just curious.
Continue, because I don't know him.
So, like, Kelly Yates is another person, and Michael Watkins and Jeremy Dale. These are all guys I've met before, done interviews with, guys that are... really friendly dudes. A lot of them actually live in North Carolina and stuff like that.
I really want to get out there and talk to Mike Watson.
Michael Watson.
I want to have an artist round.
Because I did not realize that he did Sonic.
Yeah.
And
he does Transformers and Sonic.
Yo, when I found out Sonic, I went full mast.
Yeah. And he's actually, in my opinion, like, probably the most outspoken and funny, like, just straight up ridiculous of the comic book artists. And I love talking to him and his wife and his daughter. Like, they're all really cool cats. Like, I really enjoy talking to them. And so his wife actually did some photo shoot stuff for us, which we're going to be posting pretty soon.
That's going to be fun.
It's going to be ridiculous. We're not going to tell everybody what all is entailed.
After we're done, we should definitely post the slates.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, and let people
go fun with them. Yeah, because we did green screen, so you guys will be able to have fun with that. But no, so I'm on like kind of a first name basis with these guys because I ended up being able to get out and talk to them one on one when everybody else was
because
busy.
I'm Alex Fulber. I'm cooler than the rest of the podcast.
You said it. I didn't say it.
You implied it.
Yeah, I did. No, but like, and then me and Colin got to interview Eddie last week, who's the professional cosplayer for.
Eddie's so fucking awesome.
He's a fantastic guy.
He's very nice.
So jealous of you guys.
I'm sorry.
So many opportunities that I've had missed.
And
dude,
but like,
got some opportunities coming that we're not talking about today.
Yeah.
But
so first thing that happened when we're standing in line is like, we end up like, you know, a couple of our buddies who work at the comic shop came up and talked to us a little bit, like Ian and Cody and shit. Like they came up.
I know a couple of the cosplayers.
Yeah, and so then and
there's a few cosplayers Colin's still afraid to talk to.
I friended her on Facebook. Man. Shut up.
That's the worst status.
I didn't even talk to her. I just friended her.
Jesus Christ.
So then,
dude.
So Smitty walks up to me.
I'm a puss, dude.
Yeah,
I'm not even looking at him.
She's
I'm looking.
Not even that hot. Sorry.
I'm looking at our friends or at our friend group. Like
I'm
we're just
Jeff
sitting there talking.
I hang out with hotter women than you. I'm gonna do this to everybody before. So I'll probably do it to myself too.
Throw everyone under the
I'm bus. Chris Nielsen, and I know more about wormholes than you.
but not as much as Holden Caulfield.
No, apparently not.
I'm Chris Nielsen, and I don't refer to people in my band as the guitar player in the band I'm in. I refer to him as my guitarist.
They do the same thing, man.
So I'm sitting there talking to like the friend group. It's me, Jeff, Chris, Colin, and Rick.
And I'm pretty much like,
yeah, we're all kind of gone
at this
point.
I'm like, I got a person I didn't know.
Yeah, and so Smitty walks up to me and taps me on the shoulder, and I turn around and I don't know who it's gonna be, and then I see him and he's got a bigger beard, and it takes like 2 seconds for me to go, shit, Smitty, hey buddy, and he's like, hey Alex, how are you doing, man? And like we're sitting there talking, and who was he there with? Who was the?
He was with.
I cannot remember. I'm so bad with names, and I'm even worse with faces of artists.
But he's
like,
if I saw his stuff, I could be like, this is the guy who also did that thing.
Yeah, but he was sitting there with another artist.
You call him Old Man Logan.
He looks like an Old Man Logan, like if he grew his sideburns out more. And so he comes up and starts talking to us,
which is kind of an underhanded compliment.
Kind of, but also
backhanded,
awesome.
Backhanded.
But no, and so he comes up and talks to us, and then he's like, all right, man, we'll see you inside. And I was like, word, good to see you, Smitty. He goes inside, and then Eddie comes up to us and starts talking to us, and like, there was this weird sense of like, the first thing that I felt was like, oh, you know, I'm really excited that these guys actually remember me, not as just some douchebaggy guy who put an iPad in front of them. But they remember my name, and they actually want to talk to me, not like, oh, God, let's make sure this motherfucker doesn't see me as I walk by. And then
I've definitely had that happen too.
Yeah. And the second thing that dawned on me was when Eddie came up and started talking to us, I was kind of scanning around the crowd. And I was scanning around the crowd and everybody, like, and not everybody, but a few people were like, who are these guys? Are these guys important? Because people keep walking up to them and talking to them. Like, should we know who these guys are? And in my brain, I was like, we're not important, but one day we might be.
Well,
like,
yeah. And the bigger point is, it blows my mind. I talked a little bit about this on the Smitty podcast, so you'll hear this again before warned. But it blows my mind how much people don't take advantage of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're just in a place with all of these people. Like Free Comic Book Day and all these conventions that we get to go to, it's like the internet's coming alive.
Yeah.
You know? And so, but the people who feel at home on the internet are still somehow afraid to,
the cool thing is, if you open your mouth and talk to these people,
they're going to talk to
you. They're going to talk to you, and they're super fucking down to earth.
Although it's funny because, and those people are, and they have a lot of experience with that. But the other people in the line, that's my favorite, because you just say ridiculous stuff, and they kind of look at you like, why are you invading my personal space? I'm an introvert, and no one's allowed to be in my bubble.
But
then they realize that, like,
we're in line.
That we're in line, and that B, that, like, we're talking about stuff that they actually care about, and then it turns into this weird, like, a realization of an internet comment thread where you have people getting kind of trolly and people getting pissed off and people like being like over enthusiastic about things.
Well, like, I don't know if you guys noticed this, but a couple of times, like, as we're pretty loud dudes, we're not quiet.
No,
so we're
obviously
we haven't slept
by Fulmer's dad's advice, you can tell.
but no, like, so we're in line and we're talking kind of loud about stuff and we're telling our funny stories. That's just something we do. We just sit in line and we tell, like, oh my God, you remember this funny thing that happened?
We do a podcast without recording it.
Yeah,
I wanted to record it and it didn't work out. But
yeah. So we're like, I'm turning my head while I'm telling one of my retarded stories, and I see a guy like six people down in the line, and he's just staring at us, just laughing his ass off at the story. And I'm like, see, like, at least one more person other than our friend group is getting some enjoyment out of this.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
And it's kind of nice to have that. Like, it's,
it also seemed like there were a lot more. I don't want to sound pretentious when I say
but
this.
But you're gonna, so just say it.
I'm Chris Nielsen, and I'm pretentious.
It seemed like there are a lot more people there to get free comics because they don't pay for comics normally.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they just saw it free and were like...
Right,
like the dude who cut the line.
I like comic books.
Was there a guy that cut the
line? Oh, he totally cut the line. He was like, oh, what's going on? We were like, oh, it's free comic book day. And he just got in the front of the line.
And
nobody
but,
said anything
but
to him.
But still, I it kind of... like I said, I don't want to sound like an asshole, but it kind of ruins a little bit of the culture of it, too.
Filthy when, casuals is what you're
when
saying.
You have people...
Yeah.
Because normally that's the scene at about, like, 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock,
not,
yeah.
Like, 7 a.m.
Yeah.
You know, which is cool, and I'm actually stoked that people who are not, like, avid comic book readers actually are making the effort.
I mean,
like,
I hope...
I'm going to get up really early today and stand in the line for 3 hours so I can...
I really hope we make, like, there's some new comic book readers out there because of it. You know what I mean?
And hopefully next year, those guys all read the comic books and then...
We'll show up.
We'll show up and be stoked about it, you know. So.
Next year, we're camping out. You guys need to stop. Don't be pussies about it. We're camping out.
Fulmer doesn't even want to stay awake.
I was going
to
say, we made a pact not even to stay awake.
That's not, we didn't make a pact. Fulmer
cool.
just said,
I'm not doing it. Like, I can't.
Yeah. See, after, I'm on the opposite. I want to do, like, a pre-comic book day live cast.
Well, we can do, like,
I'd love to do that, but what we need to do next year is instead of doing that, and
even
this
if
is
we
a,
sleep in shifts.
Well, here's the thing, and this is all I'm going to say about it, and then we're going to move on.
No,
we're not
just going to move on just because you fucking said so.
Nah, dude, but we can't just sit here and talk about what we're going to do next year. We just need to talk to the guys from Acme about getting something set up for us. Boom, done. Continue on talking about free comic books.
Getting,
that's fair.
Getting
that's
us fair. Our comics, and then we can just hang out and do a podcast.
That's fair. That would
I
be,
agree.
That would be
cool. Much. That would be much better.
Then we could just hang out and chill.
Yeah, because that's what we all want to do anyway.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We've done the comic.
But get us our comics.
No, seriously, because I like standing in line is fun and stuff.
We've done
it's FCBD not even like I don't,
2 years in a row. We've had the experience.
I don't mind standing in line. Like,
I'd rather not.
I don't have a problem with like. But it's
I
want
to
like,
be that important
but
where I don't have
well,
to.
Well, yeah, but it's not like oh, I just don't want to stand in line. It's much more like
we have other
like,
things.
Like honestly,
we do.
Man, like. I, like, even the sketches, like, a couple of us were talking about maybe not even getting books because we just wanted to get sketches done, and then we all had to get books, and, you know. So.
You had to go back through the comic line, and that's...
Right, so for us, it's
killer.
Much, much, much more about
especially cause it
the experience
the
and the event than it really is about, like, getting the books to begin
books.
With.
We got some great books this year, but...
The Guardians of the Galaxy book is really good.
I haven't read that yet.
It's really good. It's got Flesh Chomps and Venom in it.
I now have...
Yes.
Is it really?
Yes,
I
that's
now
the whole
have
premise. It starts out...
Hardback.
It's Tony Stark saying, Mr. Thompson, I have a proposition.
Too, then.
Are they still doing the Flash Thompson?
No, they're not. That was back in the Dark Reign. And it died with the Dark Reign, I think. But
back during Puzzle Quest.
Yeah, well, that's true, because Puzzle Quest is Dark Reign.
It is.
That's so weird. Isn't it weird how they do that? Where it's just like, or like Civil War, like Punisher War Journal.
Yeah.
Like, just went on for forever.
Yeah.
Because Matt Fraction was a genius with it.
Oh, Matt Fraction's just a genius.
Period.
But
end of story.
Did I tell you the time I was?
It's
at
just
Heroes
funny
Con?
How they take snapshots of pictures in time and.
I bought Punisher War Journal number one black and white variant at the first Heroes Con I ever went to.
Ooh.
Okay. And then as we were leaving, everybody was like, "Oh, did you get to see Matt Fraction?" And I was like,
"What?"
Like I had like the had like the bagged and boarded Punisher War Journal number one black and white variant. I was like, "What, Matt?
I didn't get this signed. What about what?"
I flipped the fuck out in the parking lot. And Charlie, like, had to hold me. Like, literally had to just...
Yeah, I've definitely had those days. People are...
What's going on here?
Showing phones and stuff.
We should probably... Oh, since we haven't done this in a while, since we're just picking the podcast to back up, we should probably do one of our games.
Oh.
We should definitely do a game of some sort by the end of this.
By the end, yeah.
But no, another cool thing... that we all
look
kind
at
of
Jeff doing his job,
right? Well done.
We legitimately have to take that.
Yeah,
I'm still wearing my name tag from work,
and you have that deep fucking
deep V, and it's even.
It's
did you see the thing that Ian posted about the Comic Con and the Oregon Cherry City Comic Con thing?
I did. I actually followed that on Reddit. Holy shit!
Is that crazy?
That's fucking nuts, man.
Can you give the backstory? Because I don't.
Okay, essentially.
I've been talking
somebody
about.
Over there.
Yeah. Essentially, what happened is a semi-professional cosplayer found out that there was only going to be a couple security guards at the Cherry City Comic Con in Portland. And all she did was post on the page, like, hey, I'm not really happy with the security situation. Please, I would like a refund.
Yeah.
And basically, the promoter of the con just, like...
started chastising.
Went full fucking...
It'd be like if Jermaine just retail. Started, like...
I did see that,
insulting
yeah.
people on Facebook. Which
like
he would
called
never
called her a hater, telling people that we don't want your kind here anyway. Use sock puppet accounts to belittle her.
Yeah, or like if Kevin... Or like Kevin. Like yeah. if Kevin was just like... Fuck all you guys who shop at Stormcrow.
Yeah, yeah, like... That's how you run, like...
Belittling your actual...
But like, so then all yeah. of the stuff started to surface, and he was, like, posting all these pictures of cosplayers from other events that were just, like...
Not tasteful
almost
or family-friendly.
And they're trying to promote this event as
family-friendly.
Which there's
a time and a place
friendly.
For that.
Yeah, if it's Dragon Con, cool. That's where that happens.
That is where that happens.
You know, like, yeah. you go to Dragon Cons, there's skiffs afterwards, and that's part of Dragon Con, you know?
Yeah.
Like, but,
if you want to see some great cosplay, Dragon Con.
But at the same time, it's like, they're promoting this very family-friendly, not all too different from, like, Gate City Comic Con or Free Comic Book Day or, like, the... What was the name of the Winston one?
Winston-Salem Comic Con.
Not all too different from that.
There's another one of those coming up in, like...
September.
So we can do that one.
As far as I know, we're invited back.
And we're going to be doing more panels.
This is awesome, guys. This is making me read more comics.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
We're slowly becoming a comic-centric.
Well, I still think we're nerd centric. It just so happens that most of the things that happen around us that are nerd oriented happen to be comic book
books.
Stuff.
Right, and also to be fair, tis the season.
Yeah, it is.
It is. All the major events are about to start happening.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
and
we're
told
gonna
people
have the big summer crossover.
I told my work, I was like, look, like I'm just gonna be hella stacked, like up until probably about like October. Like
yeah.
I'm just gonna be doing nonstop like. I have a 6 month off period, and then I have 6 months where I'm just slammed full of comic shit.
This is the busy season for
yeah.
me. Well, for half of what I do.
April through, like, October.
Well, it's con season. We gotta start planning on that shit. Like,
yeah.
I'm not gonna be out. Like, I was really thinking about taking the 15th, the 16th, and the 17th, or whatever it is gonna be, the 16th, the 17th,
going down
and
to
the 18th,
yeah.
and going down to XCon.
Yeah.
But work was just like, nope, mandatory meeting on the 17th, and I'm just like...
Yeah.
Like, seriously, you can fly me back if it's
it.
Mandatory, you can fly me back because I'm not here.
I've already missed one mandatory meeting because I was out of town.
I don't know.
Oh,
yeah.
So
do people care about this? Is this something that...
The other cool thing that we got to do that was really fun was, like I said, like, since a lot of the artists and shit know who we are and whatnot, we got to sit in on the fucking artist discussion. Downstairs in the fucking movie theater.
Dude!
That was awesome. Colin had to go to work.
They were hosting a game show. They were doing Name That Tune.
But
instead of tune,
titles.
It was comic book runs. And so
yeah.
it was either the titles in an arc or the number of creators.
Oh my God.
Of that arc.
Yeah.
Or of that title.
So
and
name it in
I
this many arc, or in this
never,
many titles, or in this many artists.
I have never, ever, ever once felt as insecure about
oh yeah
my nerddom my
down.
Nerdiality.
Sit down with Michael Urie for a minute, and
dude, Yale and Jermaine made everybody look stupid.
Yeah,
just like Yale's like you said it's 13 issues. I can do it in zero. You don't even have
got
to
it on
one.
The clue.
Would he even do like negative number? Like I can do that in negative one.
Yeah, like he was
like I can tell you one of them.
Yeah, he
and
was
then,
like
well
he,
they did do that because actually
yeah.
after they got done with all
that reminds me
they
of Doug
flipped
Love
it around
movies.
Backwards. And they were doing, like, single elimination round. And so, like, Mike Watts and Jermaine were going back and forth, and they whoever flubbed up... So, like, Jermaine would have to give one contributor, and then Mike would have to give one contributor. And then Jermaine
and
would have
Watkins
to give one contributor.
Just beasted.
And with the added detriment of anytime anyone else in the crowd thought of one, keep in mind that this is an entire room of industry people. Anytime anybody else in the room thought of one, they could just shout it out, and it got taken off the list.
Yeah.
And they got to, like, 11 out of 13.
Yeah.
Wow.
Dude, and, oh, man. It was also really funny. I don't want to call out the dude's name, but we got to watch somebody ruin their career. That was really fun. That was super funny.
We'll do a post-mortem on that.
Yeah.
That, if you...
Probably on the internet.
Search,
it is on the internet.
Search the
it
depths of the internet with Greensboro Free Comic Book Day or look at some of the artists who were there. I will say I was an artist.
He's not even an artist, he's a writer.
Well, he was, but he was a
but he was
sketching.
He was doing sketching, but
I know exactly who you're talking
yeah.
about already.
Yeah, it was Kanye.
Yeah, it was Kanye.
It was Kanye.
I can also say that. Yeah. Because that's not... I'm not throwing him under the bus, but I'm going to say that this particular person earlier in the day said that he wanted to be the Kanye West
of
comic books.
I heard somebody say...
To which Mike replied, remember, marrying a Kardashian is only temporary, but herpes is forever.
I did hear that from the back of the room. Because when I was standing there getting my sketch, I looked over...
He was sitting right next to Michael Watkins during the sketch day.
And Watkins, I said Watts.
I heard somebody say, I'm really afraid that guy's going to kill me in my sleep. And I was just like, whoa!
You know what's funny is I met that guy at the Greensboro Comic Con last year, and I was going to interview him, and then I was like, ooh.
Yeah, he just kind of had a bad vibe.
No, that'd be a great interview.
I want to interview him, but like that day I was like, I got other people I want to talk to.
He's not going to listen to this, right? He's not going to listen to this. He's never going to know we had this conversation. We can totally come on.
Actually, he knows about us.
Well, of course he knows about us. Everybody. I'm the dick.
Everybody
no,
knows
I'm the dick. No.
Chris Nielsen, everybody
no,
knows about my podcast.
It was funny we were talking
All the artists there know our podcast because we were going around podcasting them. Not because we're worth anything, just because we were like, hey, we're Name Redacted.
Because we browbeat them with it. Yeah.
We need to get cards. Anyway, what else do we want to talk about?
Yo, let's get some cards.
One really fun thing that I thought was kind of cool was being able to sit there and chit chat with multiple artists at once when you're sitting there getting your sketch done. Like, because when I was
it's fun.
Yeah, because when I was sitting there getting my sketch done from Randall Trang, I was right next to Amanda Rachels, who I've interviewed before, and next to Smitty.
Yeah,
and so I'm sitting there talking to Amanda and Trang and Smitty. And, like, getting to hear Smitty talk about his Pokedex, which was amazing. And, like, it was just really cool sitting there and, like, being able to talk to them and, like, telling them about the Jeremy Dale, like, most weird sketch he's ever done, like, with the kid doing the fucking...
The Morgan Freeman.
And,
did
like,
we describe our
stuff.
Sketches?
We haven't described
Let's
them.
Let's do that, because we can't count on people, like... People probably want to know about them, but not everybody's going to look at the
blog.
Yeah. Start with Chris and go around. Chris, do yours and your brother's.
Okay.
Ty's was fucking amazing.
Ty's was amazing. Tell everybody who got your sketch, or who did your sketch.
What is your last name?
Meryl did yours.
No, Maris.
Maris.
Yeah,
did yours.
I don't remember
really
her last
cool
name.
Chick.
But she only goes by her first name anyway.
Yeah,
so
she only
like,
goes by
it's
Maris.
It's like me.
She
I
was really nice.
Kevin was listening to this and just went, I wasn't there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so Maris drew mine and my brother. But she... Well, earlier in the day, during our pre-comic book day, our Mickey Fest, Fulmer said something about how he wanted to get a sketch done, because we were trying to kind of brainstorm ideas, and he's like, I want to get
a... I just threw out a bunch of bullshit, like, fucking
well, this
Joe
is
Fix
even,
It getting his pants ironed.
This is
like,
even before that.
Yeah.
This was when we were like, okay, well, do I want to get a serious sketch this year? Like, I know it's fun not to, but I kind of like serious sketches, too. And so Fulmer says something.
My goal is to have just an entire wall that's going to be free comic book day sketches.
Oh, that'd
be
great.
Yeah.
Fulmer says something about Harley Quinn. And he's like, I want a sketch of Harley Quinn with a hammer. And I was like, dude, what if she was going hammer to hammer with Ramona Flowers? And he was like, only if they are Rock'em Sock'em Robots. And so it's Harley Quinn hitting Ramona Flowers with a hammer and her head popping off like a Rock'em Sock'em Robot.
Chris's face
time,
when I said that just lit up. He goes, yes!
The whole time she was drawing it, she had to erase it like 4 times because she's like, I can't not make this look like it's Mortal Kombat.
A spine. It looks like a spine.
And then my brother was struggling all day. He was like, I can't think of this. You guys are so much better than this. But Tyler got... He just decided out of nowhere, he's like, I want to have a picture of the Punisher and Wolverine, with the Punisher with like a Bowie knife out, and Wolverine with like his bloody claws out, just sitting in a smoky room around a poker table, and Frank Castle's looking at Logan, and he's saying, go fish. And so that's what my brother got drawn, and it's glorious.
It's
gorgeous. That might be my personal favorite.
That was great. I mean, just really the way good. It looks is just so good.
I like everybody's.
Honestly,
though.
My personal
Jeff's
favorite
is
Jeff's.
Really good, though.
Jeff's was my personal favorite,
Jeff
but I still
win
think
the
that...
Poll.
Jeff might win the poll, but, like, in my opinion, like, the funniest one of the day was Collins. But anyway, Jeff, tell them what you got.
But Rick kept talking about the Hulk all day, and I was like, oh, my God, I want to do some of the Hulk. So I was like, what would the Hulk do that's very ridiculous? And I was like, what if he was trying to get into a smart car? And I walked in there, and I was like, okay, this is going to be ridiculous.
Who did your sketch?
And everybody in here is going to, like...
Do you know who did your sketch?
It was Casey Kohler.
Yeah, Casey Kohler. Casey Kohler did his sketch. And he's like, brand new this year.
It's also, it's always, there's always this weird moment where you're standing in line and like, you're kind of nervous, even though, like we said before, like it's a room full of people that we kind of know, but you're kind of nervous. You're
dude,
like,
that was terrible.
Like,
hold on.
These people have a...
At the end of this, I need to tell about how Rick got his idea stolen.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, but go ahead.
But when I went up, I was...
But so... You're kind of standing outside and you're kind of nervous. You're like, man, these are successful people in a creative industry. Like, that's what I want to do. And these are people I kind of look up to. And, like, I've read these comics and these people have drawn. Like, I didn't know Mike drew Sonic that. Like, yeah. Next time I see Mike, I'm probably going to be like...
Fucking Maris like, did the... Maris did the Harley one... Or she did those Harley miniseries.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. So, also nervous about that. Yeah. That was awesome.
Yeah.
And so... And you get in there and you're like... Hey, I need a sketch done, and by the way, this is going to be like the most batshit thing you've ever heard, but,
That's what I said when I went there.
Moment
I was like,
of like, this is so ridiculous, I'm so sorry.
Like, all my friends are going to come in here and get ridiculous stuff the entire day.
And we all said that every time we went in, we were just like, all of our friends are getting retarded stuff drawn.
And when I told them, the girl next to him was like, oh my god, I have to see that when you're done.
That was black shirt?
Yeah.
Amanda Rachels.
Yeah. Well, it was a girl right next to my guy. Was that...
That's there? Amanda Rachels. She does all the horror comics.
Yes.
I interviewed her at the Greensboro Comic Con.
Was it the girl next to her was like, I need a picture of that.
It's, and so...
She was like a little short little Asian girl.
That was... She was on the other side of Trang. But Trang
was right next to you when I came up.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
So it is
a comically
small smart car. Too.
Yeah, it is tiny.
It almost looks like
the Hulk is in full on. I've been pissed off for a year.
When he first started drawing it, I was like, oh my god, he's mounting it. I don't know. But then you can kind of see him. He's trying to like get one foot.
He's
in.
Trying, it's saying? Like he's tearing. It says Hulk smart. Hulk won't drive smart car.
It's amazing.
So that one was brilliant. I loved that one. And then Collins.
Okay. just as a preface, I have a huge boner for JLA. Well, JLA is one of my favorite webcomics.
So you're probably even more like...
Oh, dude, I've been reading JLA for like a year and a half.
Going in there and reading them.
Oh, yeah. That'd be like if I got to meet Gabe and Tycho for Pity Arcade. It'd just be like, ugh.
I got a guy.
Huh?
What?
What'd you say?
No. I got a guy.
So I walked in and I was like, I got Yale Stewart. It did mine. And, like, hey man, I was like really nervous. I could feel my face getting like just flushed. I was stammering. I was like, I talk to people for a living and I just can't talk to this guy. I was like, hey man, I kind of want to get like Batman on a big wheel and him and the Flash are racing. And Batman's like, hey, we said no powers. And he was like,
I'll be one better.
I was like, is that a little much? And he was like, yeah, like I got to keep it moving. Like, I don't want to, you know. And I was like, okay, that's cool. You can just do a foot race. And he was like, did you see the new Captain America movie? And I was like, yeah, of course. And he was like, I got you. Just I was like, just hang out. And so he drew this amazing, like, if you've ever read JLA, it's essentially like the Peanuts meets the Justice League. It is just super juvenile and just really, really cute and really, really precious. Like, and one of the first strips is like the first time John Jones ever eats an Oreo.
I want it.
Yeah, what?
Dude, first time Martian Manhunter ever eats an Oreo. And his eyes get all big and like puffy and he's like,
it's
so perfect for this podcast.
It's so, I want it really bad.
And so it's got this beautiful just line drawing of the Flash and Batman.
With the fucking Flash's arm and leg moving at like the super speed where it's just like whooshes.
And Batman, it's this gorgeous three-quarter profile of Batman.
Is that the...
This is the Allagash.
Batman.
Yeah, I want some.
Why does nobody ever pay attention
to me?
I'm listening.
I'm sorry, I'm trying to make sure
I'm
the beer's not on
ground before
I drink
you.
Any of it.
And I've seen your drawing.
Yeah,
a little bit, too.
And Batman is looking over at the Flash, and all it says is Batman is saying, "Don't you say it!" And then the Flash says, "On your left."
And it's just so it's just beautifully so perfect. It's so amazing.
That's what you
Jeff,
imagine.
Can I get a little
that's
bit
what you
of
imagine
that?
8-year-olds would be doing. Yeah. They'd be racing each other and referencing like the most recent movies that came out. Like,
it's really, it's a beautifully, like, the humor in that sketch is just that alone.
Yeah.
It was enough to make me just be like, you gotta be... When you showed it to us, we all just died.
Yeah.
And we all just died laughing.
I like how you... Like, when you draw, like, a body,
it's got
left
the
blue there, you left the skeleton. It was just fucking awesome.
I love that. Because there's a lot of detail he left
yeah.
to still be there it, yeah. as highlight. You yeah. know what I mean? Like the ears on the back, on the cowl. And the...
This is making my hangover go away so fast.
I, yes. My sketch idea was the one that started this, I guess, for us, was the idea of everybody talking about getting weird shit done.
We did it last year, too. A little bit.
We did a little, but not quite the way we didn't do it the way we did it this year. Ayn, come here. There's another dog walking by. Ayn, come here, now.
a day in the life of Alex Fulmer.
Yeah, Ayn's trying to get his dog to stop being a dick. Ayn, stop it.
He's fine. I got him.
So, as I've mentioned before, I love Larfleeze. The new Larfleeze comic is one of my favorite comics. I think it's hilarious, even though it's getting canceled. So...
This is really sweet.
Yes, it is.
It's so good.
So, the Larfleeze comic inspired me to get this. For those of you who don't know about Larfleeze, he is the Lantern of Greed and Avarice.
Which is orange.
Which is Orange Lantern. I got Larfleeze making pizza.
Not just pizza,
but like
construct pizza.
But construct pizza. He was making construct pizza. So I go up to Randall Trang, who I almost interviewed at Greensboro Comic Con. I was going to come back the next day and do it, but I didn't have time because I had work. So I went out there, and I was like, "All right, you're Randall Trang, right? Yeah." So
you were first, right?
I was second. Jeff was first.
I was
Jeff was already
was
in there when
him.
I walked okay. in. Okay. And I was like, look, me and all my buddies, we come in, we get weird stuff done to try to one-up each other. I want Larfleeze making pizza.
Yeah.
That's why Chris
and he just looks at me and he gets this weird, like, glaze over on his face.
That's why
and he
knows.
Just kind of starts giggling about it and he goes, okay. So he starts drawing it. And, like, the other artists around are just like, oh, my God, make sure I get a picture of this when it's done. So it's Larfleeze in a chef's hat, like, with, and he's throwing the pizza up in the air, and he's got a construct, like, ring trail going up to the pizza, helping it spin, and he just says, mine. And then there's another little pizza sitting on the table that he's working at, and the thing that makes it for me is
the
he has a little,
note.
The little editor's note at the bottom is a little arrow pointing to that pizza, and it says, also his. And just, when I saw that, I was like, that right there made my sketch like a billion times greater, even though it was already amazing.
Yeah.
And like, the funny thing was when he first started drawing it, I was like, I'm going to get a little T-Rex doing fucking pizza. Like, because he looks like a T-Rex when you're just doing him normally.
He
kind of like,
does, unless you yeah. get into like the real detail.
Until you get into the like really dog face style yeah. that he has. But like, if you're doing somebody, like if you're getting somebody who's never done Larfleeze before, it's not going to look just like Larfleeze, because Larfleeze is really, really,
it's not
really
like
detailed.
Spider-Man, where everybody,
yeah.
Batman,
where everybody practiced drawing Spider-Man, Batman, Superman.
Oh, fucking Cassidy, the Zelda girl from last year, the girl who played Link, she always gets Spider-Man pooping on people, pooping webs on people. And she got, yeah.
That girl, hey Cassidy.
Yeah.
You and, are a special thing.
Yeah. And so Cassidy this year got Spider-Man pooping webs on Loki, giving the thumbs up.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
She's a precious little...
I didn't see that. That
I wanted... I
don't think she had it, but... Yeah.
Oh, Rick. Rick just got a regular... He got Colossus
yeah,
doing
still
the...
Yeah, somebody...
Oh, yeah, Rick.
I saw
cool.
his Speedball special.
Hold on.
It was really good. Somebody stole his idea, though.
Okay.
Oh, yeah,
so in the very beginning, when we first got out there, Rick goes, dude, how funny would it be if you got Iron Man with his fucking helmet pulled up and Batman with his cowl back and they're just, like, making it rain on a hooker. And
that was
like,
fucking brilliant.
And then we are talking to fucking Maris outside after the after Free Comic Book Day, right before the fucking after party starts, and we're talking about how we got all these weird sketches. She was like, yeah, I did two of your friend's sketches, but the weirdest one I did was the first girl in line said that she wanted Iron Man and Batman making it rain on a hoe, and I was like, that bitch! Like, I just got...
Yeah, she totally stole the
she
idea.
That's not even like...
Remotely, like
that
it's the
that's
actual idea.
Word for word, that's not even changing characters.
That's word for word what he said, minus the cowl and the helmet being.
And
bad.
Then she ended up making it a pirate.
She made it a pirate, and they were throwing their booty
gold
on
coins,
her booty,
yeah.
pieces of paper.
On its booty. Yeah.
Well, he, yeah, like drawing fucking Iron Man and Batman and a hooker and a stripper pole and money. That's a lot.
Yeah,
dude. What she did was just as much, though.
Okay,
I mean, mine was even, dude. Like, I know I didn't have a whole lot going on, but she put a lot of detail into
mine. Like, dude, too.
That's also why she was taking so long, because there were only two people in front of me for her, and like she spent 25 minutes drawing mine.
I mean, had I done the big wheel thing, and it's in color. Had
she
I done the big wheel thing, it would have been like easily another. It would have been like a 45-minute sketch.
Yeah.
That would have been a dick-back thing to do.
Yeah. I mean, mine was
in you can ask, because you never know.
Mine was in black and white.
Some people, like, I mean, there's some guys who draw who can legitimately pencil something.
I totally
like,
took I totally took his I took Yale's artistic talent for granted. It was like, it's drawing a little cartoon thing.
Yeah, it seems
whatever.
Like it'd be real fast.
Yours were great.
No.
And then I was just like, he's fucking
he's putting
amazing.
Just as much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who was it who was banging shit out? Smitty. Holy crap.
Yeah.
Smitty just done. Get the fuck out
the
of my
dude
way.
Next
so
to
he
Yale,
like him and
yeah,
even
was
like
banging stuff out because he had pre-made, like he was like, oh, you want somebody flying?
Yeah.
I got that. Let me just lay this on top. I was like, that's fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
Little kid comes in, doesn't really know what he wants. Do you like Spider-Man? Yep. Woof. There you go.
Dude,
also,
Smitty.
Well, even like Jeremy Dale does that, like Smitty,
yeah,
like those guys. But those are also guys who do this
every
like
fucking
that
weekend.
A lot. Like other
Dale
people,
doesn't...
like they draw and they take commissions, but
yeah,
it's not like I'm
it's
just
not
banging
this
out sketches
yeah
for kids every other day. You
dude,
know, like
my favorite thing was Smitty when I was standing there, like the next kid came up to him and he was like, "Can you do Ghost Rider?" And Smitty was like, I just, like, full good, you know what, you're just gonna get a skull on fire.
He
said that verbatim.
That was part of the,
and he
yeah
was just like, I just, skull on fire.
There's a motorcycle and there's a lot of parts.
Yeah, he was just like,
Yale Stewart is definitely somebody I want to sit down and
Yale Stewart is
to
tough to talk to.
He
because
is
he's really quiet. He was so uncomfortable talking to me when I went up to him at the after party.
Yeah,
like,
he seemed really
you could tell he was really not wanting to talk to people.
No.
He does what he does for a reason.
Yeah.
Like he's that.
Just like how Schmitty was talking about.
Well, he was almost the opposite.
Schmitty
like,
is the opposite. He
I
just,
actually like being with people, and I do this because I look forward
to
the opportunities. To
doing this. Yeah.
Right, yeah. As opposed to, like, I actually enjoy locking myself in my bedroom for
yeah
2 months at a time.
Yeah. Because he talks about how hard it is to not go crazy sitting in front of a drawing board for fucking 8 hours a day, and the only contact he has is with his wife. He was like, I love my wife, but I need to talk to somebody else at some point.
Birds.
Like
spoilers.
Yeah, like, and, but no, it's really fun getting
spoiler
out there and talking to those guys.
Yeah, but I don't want to be the trailer, though. I don't want to be the Spider-Man trailer.
I don't want us to be the increasingly showing too many things Godzilla trailers.
Yeah.
I haven't seen one.
I've seen way too
I've
much
seen
of the
like
monster.
Four.
I made a mistake. I wasn't going to watch any of the Spider-Man trailers, and then I did, and they show
a lot.
Way
I
too much.
I guess this is a spoiler, but they show way too much in
yeah
the trailers.
Yeah.
Probably.
Don't expect to see
anything new.
Does the trailer from Winter Soldier pretty much show everything?
No.
No.
It doesn't show anything.
Not new.
It shows the first 5 minutes, and that's it.
What
yeah
I will say is
I
actually
like
the criticism I watched a lot of, because Spider-Man 2 has been getting a lot of criticism. I really liked it. We're going to have Ian on soon and talk about it, because that's going to
I got to see it first.
I'm going to sit here and not talk.
I need to see
okay
it before
Alex
this. Before we
so
have this, I
yeah
need to
yeah
see it.
But so, I really liked it, and I take in mind, I liked the first Hulk movie.
The Ang Lee Hulk?
Yes. I loved it. I thought the pacing was great for a comic book movie. It was absolutely everything I want on the pages of a comic book. And
I've still never seen it.
Apparently, that just doesn't translate to screen.
I've never finished it.
And I
love falling asleep.
I love it. And everything's ridiculous. People give the Poodles crap. Like, the Poodles are great. I love the Poodles.
But,
that's such a comic book
but
thing.
But at that scene, he also gets a lot bigger.
Right. And he actually grows.
Yeah.
And that's something in the new ones. He doesn't
they
keep growing. He just gets big, and then he's big.
That's true.
But so, one of the criticisms for The Amazing Spider-Man 2 was that there's a lot of people who feel as though the Spider-Man movies are just like previews for shareholders. Like, hey, watch this movie. Like, this is what we're doing in the next movie. Look, see, this is a movie. Like as if they're making the movies to construct the trailers. Like that
right,
that
yeah,
is
yeah, I see what
which
you're
I can
see
understand.
That, yeah.
So,
the movie is a sizzle reel for the trailer.
Yeah.
But the sizzle reel.
Dude, the trailers of the new Captain America, dude, when like the Winter Soldier catches the shield, that's like the first 30 minutes of the movie.
Oh, I saw Winter Soldier.
Oh, okay.
Honestly, the only trailer I even saw of it was the only things I saw in the trailer were the catching of the shield and Falcon with the wings. That was it.
Yeah.
That's the only thing
I
even
didn't even realize
it
was
right
Falcon.
After it,
oh yeah.
Doing it.
Yeah.
Like,
then
the
I was
whole
like,
time they're like, he's in the movie. I'm like, oh, that's.
Dude, I love that part of the movie. I thought you were a pilot. Eh.
I said I fly.
Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
Didn't say I was a pilot.
Oh man, that was
that was good, really man. Cool. It was really
good. Like the entire time, like when Patton Oswalt's talking about his anxiety or his depression.
Yeah,
that was me the entire time during Captain America, just like woo-hoo-hoo! Oh shit.
Should we do a game before?
Yeah,
because we haven't done one in forever.
Yeah, what are we gonna play?
We could do Fight Talk Mary, but what was that, Jeff?
You can tell.
Just
I was gonna say, do you want me to pause it before we?
Nah, cool, we'll just keep going. Yeah,
I'll do it on the night.
we'll fix it in post. So
Jeff offered to start editing podcasts.
I was like, this is the international sign for pause.
Jeff's offered to start editing podcasts, and then we do the first podcast that we actually have to edit.
Yeah. This is the only thing we've really had to edit since the zombie episode.
For content, not for framing.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Fight Talk Mary is always fun, but also... Sorry, rants and raves real quick. My end. The thing I posted on Facebook today that Chris saw and liked.
I don't know if I saw it.
What was this?
Wait, did you tag me?
No, I tagged the three guys we had on for the comedy episode.
Oh, I did see that. Yeah.
Remind me what.
There was a guy that I work with that thinks he's hilarious, really, that does the same jokes every day. It's solid. He's all like every time. Coffee, every time coffee. I see that. Really?
Yeah.
Yo, if we were doing that segment, then we'd be doing that segment.
You guys were totally talking over me talking about my Yale Stewart sketch, so fuck you.
That was them.
Continue.
But anyway, like. He thinks he's hilarious, and, like, he does the same jokes every day. One of them is whenever we're getting our breaks, he's like, I tell you what, man, for the first break, you go ahead, instead of taking 10 minutes, take, like, 45. For the second break, take, like, an hour and a half. And for the third break, just go ahead, clock out, go home. And same joke every day. Every single day. And I'm just like, it's not...
miserable.
It's miserable. It's terrible.
It's like Groundhog Day.
And
it's
yeah.
like when you work in a grocery store and you have customers that come up and make the same jokes and they all think they're original.
And
Derek, can I see your ID? Oh, it's a fake. I will fucking shoot you.
And then,
it's like Derek who used to that works at Cheryl Dream, but like, when every time he left work, he'd be like, what was it? He'd say something about winding down and starting over again the next day. Like, just the same thing every day. You're like, I've heard it.
This is the same guy that... But this guy also does... He thinks the punchline to his joke is he goes, look at my face. And he points to his face, and then he makes a stupid face. And, like...
That, little Cadillac Man.
And I was talking about Cadillac Man to one of my buddies, because I actually realized I have a solid 2.5 minutes about Cadillac Man that I can do.
Oh, my God, your routine is...
I do.
I have 2.5 minutes about... routine, okay? My routine is going to be... I gave it a name, because I'm that guy, and it's going to be a comedy special, because I'm that guy. No, it's all about... I'm going to call it, since I already said that. I'm not actually going to call it anything. But if I were to do a special, it would be called This Is Not Funny. And I'm going to do, all my jokes are going to be around things
that aren't funny.
So, like, I've got the one joke about the it's a cancer joke, but it doesn't actually talk about cancer.
Yeah.
And that's funny. People like it, but it's like, that's something that's not funny.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a bit about Rodney Dangerfield. Because, like... Because
he's not funny.
He's not funny.
But, so, he was sitting there, and he works in one of the cells with me at work. And he was like, I'm so damn funny, I should be a stand-up comedian. And then he starts telling these terrible jokes. Like, that are just, they're predictable, they're not funny, they're just him talking about smoking weed, and like, one of them is like, literally the first half of the joke is him taking tokes off of a fucking J. He's just like, you ever, like, get real high and watch a movie, and you're like, you fucking turn on, oh shit, it's Wizard of Oz. Oh, it's a fucking Scarecrow. Oh, it's a fucking tidbit. And he does that.
I will say that your delivery of that was actually probably much better than his.
And it is.
Not to fucking interrupt, but did you see what somebody posted from the Laughing Gas this week? Apparently fucking Cadillac Man stripped down to his fucking underwear and just stayed that way for his entire set.
Yo, I wish I was there for that.
I wish I had seen that.
I think it was, I can't remember if it was JD or Reed, but somebody posted like, you would not believe what the fuck is going on.
It's probably
right
JD, because Reed's not...
He still comes
right
out.
He comes down for shows.
But no, so, fucking, so he's doing this, and he, and, like, his punchline from this skit is, these motherfuckers are looking for a heart, some courage, and a brain. None of these niggas looking for pussy. I would have fucking fucked her right on the, like, yellow brick road. I was like, okay, first of all, I see it coming. Yeah, I was like, first of all, saw it coming. And he does that with, like, he basically did three other jokes that are all Cat Williams jokes. And on the third one, I was like, that's Cat Williams. And he was like, yeah, you're right. And I was like, and so I tried to explain to him why his...
Man, even if your delivery is better than the other person's, which it's not.
Well, yeah, and like, that's the thing is I was like, dude, like, and I explained to him why Cat Williams isn't funny. I was like, because he just says the word nigga over and over and over, just like JD said. And, like, he was like, yeah, but he made millions of dollars off of it. And then we got into this huge conversation about, like, just because something sells doesn't mean it's good. Yeah. But, like...
yeah, cigarettes.
Yeah, and I just told him, like...
cigarettes are amazing.
But I told him, I was like, dude, like, you can't... Like, your delivery's not good. Your punchlines are not only, like... God damn it,
breaking
Colin.
Stuff.
I was like, and your punchlines are not only, like, not well delivered, but they're also really predictable. And then I got online, and I was like, I just had to explain to somebody why they're not funny, and I thought of you guys. And and then my friend Daryl comes over, and I'm explaining to him, and he's like, no, he's not funny, and he thinks he's hilarious.
That's almost worse than having to explain why something is funny.
Yeah, it really is.
And, like, and the funny thing was, like, the worst part of it for me was the fact that he said, oh, you wouldn't get it, it's a specifically black joke.
Yeah.
And I was like, and then I was like, you know what? That's the funniest thing you've said all day.
Because JD liked it too.
Yeah. Like, and it's, because it's not fucking funny. Like, it's not at all. And I want to be like, dude, like, yeah. And I told him, I was like, look, man, I have friends who are stand-up comedians, and they talk to me about theory all the time. I know what makes a good joke. Whether or not I could do a good stand-up joke, that doesn't matter.
And whether or not it's actually funny or not. Like, the guy who was at the Laughing Gas that night that was just making all of, like, Holocaust and Trayvon Martin jokes.
I told them about that shit, too.
Brilliantly constructed.
Yeah.
Amazingly
but they were
constructed
terrible.
Jokes. Awesome presents. And honestly, on paper, they were hilarious, but just poor taste and wrong house.
Yeah. Not only that, but you don't pull a bag of Skittles out of your jacket. You don't do that.
No, that's just, like, there is a difference. Like,
yeah. But, like, I just, I don't know, I was...
You can make a joke about wearing your hoodie on stage and, like, taking it off and be like, oh, might get shot.
Yeah.
That's funny.
So, my rant for the...
You're identifying with the victim. You don't identify with the aggressor.
Yeah. So,
especially
like,
not in a room full of 40-year-old women.
So, my rant for the day
especially
is...
not on the south side of Winston.
Is basically people who don't realize that they're not funny. Like, you're not. You're not funny. Stop.
Go home.
Just go home. You're drunk. a game. Do we want to do
something quick?
Something quick. Still, yeah,
we're a little over an hour. We're like 10. Hour 12.
Do we want to do Fight Talk Mary? Do we want to do
Fight Talk Mary? Is good because I don't have to think as much.
All right, Fight Talk Mary.
What right. category do you want to do?
Something bizarre.
Something really weird. Okay. How about this? Fight Talk Mary car companies.
What?
No.
Yes.
That's
no.
too weird.
That's too weird.
He said weird.
That is very weird.
Killing me. Fine. You come up with something then.
Fight Talk Movie, horror movie characters.
Fight Talk Movie. Fight Talk Mary, horror movie characters?
Horror movie characters.
Okay.
Specifically
monsters?
Does
everybody know enough? Any, what?
Specifically monsters or just characters
anything,
in horror?
Anything. Yeah. Horror movie
monsters?
Antagonists. Antagonists. We'll leave
okay.
it at that.
Okay.
So the slashers, monsters.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Kaijus, what have you.
We can even do kaijus? All right.
Yeah, any horror movie antagonist. Or protagonist if they're the... You understand.
A monster of some sort.
I'll go first.
Okay.
Fight Chucky.
Oh, God, I hate Chucky.
Because he's a fucking doll.
I hate Chucky.
Because you could win. Because
I could win.
At least you hope so.
Talk. I mean, I just want to get inside Freddy Krueger's head for like a hot minute.
Yeah,
that's good. Yeah.
Like seriously. I totally blocked your. Oh God, I'm an asshole.
Mary,
you're blocked in by my mom now.
Yeah, I am.
Good job,
Mary. Pamela Voorhees.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, because she was. Yeah, everybody's like, yeah, definitely Pamela Voorhees. Fucking Friday the 13th.
Okay.
Because
okay.
she fucking killed the dick off of Kevin Bacon. And you all have seen Wild Things, and you know what he's
yes.
working with.
Oh,
there.
Yeah.
You've seen Wild Things and Hollow Man, that fucking invisible dick just flying around.
Jeff.
No, we're not going that way.
All right.
We know this. My turn. We know this game.
Yeah.
I'm always less.
Okay.
For me, fight would... all the kids from Halloween, actually. Like, just all the of
kids?
Them.
All the kids.
Not Mike
kids.
The mask. The
what?
Our, no, sorry, from Scream.
Oh,
from
I was
Scream.
Like, what?
I'm sorry. He Michael just Myers was talking about Voorhees. And
Michael Myers was the antagonist in every single one except Halloween 3.
Yeah.
And then it was witches.
Spoilers.
Just because they are the dumbest, and I know they're supposed to be the dumbest of horror movie people, but, like, you could kill those kids, like, you could strangle them with a cordless phone. Like, that's how easy it is to kill those kids.
Scream Blood was a masterpiece.
Yeah, I know, but, like, regardless, like, that's, I just want to fight all of them. Talk, I'd have to go with, Creature of the, from the Black Lagoon.
Okay.
Just because...
I mean, he wouldn't say anything, but...
But still, I mean, like, just...
If you could have a conversation.
Yeah, if you could have a conversation. Because he started
If he had a translator.
He started everything. Like, he's ground zero for me. Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Ah,
okay, you. Like...
Really?
I was about to say that.
Good-looking Gary Oldman, or, like, weird in the beginning Gary Oldman?
No, I'm talking about, like... The original
Bela Lugosi
Dracula.
Okay. Max Schreck.
I would fight, and there's a stipulation to this, if I were of equal ability, prowess, of equal, if I was the same as
Is like the Dark Phoenix one.
Godzilla. I would love to be the other kaiju monster and just destroy Tokyo.
Mothra and shit.
Yes, dude.
Mecha
I would
Godzilla.
Love to just, like, just cool. This roll around on top of, like, a city with Godzilla. Talk. Jigsaw.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Jigsaw.
Cool.
That would be so cool if I could talk to Jigsaw and actually, like...
Probably talk you into killing yourself.
Yeah, and maybe that was how it would end, and maybe I'd be okay with it. I don't know. Mary is tough, mostly because Fomer stole mine.
Sorry.
Mary.
Did I leave my fucking phone chart? Okay.
There are bats just flying around out here. That's awesome.
I love it.
Yo, I would want to marry somebody. I'm gonna leave this open to suggestions. I want one of you guys to kind of throw me a bone here. I would want to marry somebody who would just be, like, crazy over the top, like, overprotective, like.
Oh, fucking,
Dead end.
Michael Myers' mom is... crazy overprotective.
No, not like that, though. Not like that, though. More like, I don't know, like Toxic Avenger status, where it's just somebody who's just going to come and, like, save the day. But we'll call it, well, I know he's the protagonist, but he's the monster in that movie. So I'll say I would like to marry Toxic Avenger.
Okay, I'll take it.
I would fight. I had a tough choice between these two. I would just hack and slash the Children of the Corn.
Yes!
Outlander! We have your woman, Outlander!
Just fucking Spartan kick those little fucking shit.
Fucking Malachi.
That'd be fucking awesome. I would talk to Dracula. I think that'd be fucking cool. He's been around forever, you know? Cool conversations out of that.
He is fantastic.
And Mary... It's fucked up, but probably like... The Bride of Frankenstein.
Elvira?
Yeah.
No, not Elvira. Bride of Frankenstein.
Bride of Frankenstein.
Completely
oh, okay.
Different thing.
Yeah.
You got stuff here hard.
She's just like
a...
Dude, I don't do
might get
movies.
Some cool parts out of her. I don't know. It's a little fucked up, but...
I mean, if you can make your own Bride of Frankenstein.
Exactly.
Yeah,
Pam Anderson's
like,
tits.
Grab a
are
bunch
bad.
Of different parts.
Dude,
of
her tits
stuff.
Are Bride
who's
of Frankenstein.
Who's a horror movie... Like, who's a serial killer that's just, like, really sexy?
Serial
killers. Michael Myers.
No, I feel like there's just got to be a chick that just, like, serial killer.
I'm trying to think of, like...
Like, I know what you did last summer, kind of. But that wasn't actually...
No, that was a fisherman.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think
I would say just, like, Jennifer Aniston and just some other chicks. But they were the...
They were never...
Right,
yeah.
I'm trying to think of, like, movies that had... Well, there was a movie, Serial Mom, that had Cybill Shepherd in it. Wow.
There's not many chick...
Well, it doesn't have to be a chick, but I think that'd be cool. Like, somebody's just, like... Sexy and dangerous.
I don't know.
Oh, Pinhead.
Leslie Vernon.
Yeah, totally.
Pinhead.
Bride of Chucky. I would marry
not
Bride
a serial killer.
She's kind of hot.
I
for a,
hate
for a little
everything
doll.
Chucky. Everything Chucky makes me angry.
I
you know who?
Screw that. I would marry Freddy Krueger.
Okay, here's
he's funny.
Demonology.
You know what? You know the one character that scared me more than any other character in the history of cinema? The bad guy from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Yeah, that movie was terrifying.
That guy scared the piss out of me.
Van Dyke?
No, he was the good guy.
Oh,
the bad guy with the nose.
I've actually never seen Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Did you know who wrote Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, though?
I do, but that's just in the annals of my mind.
Do you know who's scary?
Yes.
You mean annals?
Tim Curry as the fucking clown in It. He's fucking scary.
It's Tim Curry?
Tim Curry is the clown in It.
Oh,
creepy
yeah.
as hell.
Do we have picks? Are there picks?
Yeah.
Do we have picks?
Do have a pick this week. Everybody check out, go to fundeverything.com and look up Adam Carolla and donate money to his legal fund, because there's a sack of shit who is a patent troll who's basically trying to sue
him. Podcast thing?
Yeah.
Still?
Yeah, he's still working on that.
And so. Help us out. Because I don't want to ever be in a position where we can't do what we're doing because somebody's being
Yeah, I mean, you're
going to
help us
else.
Out. You're going to help out any other podcast you like, because if he can take down Adam Carolla, who's basically, Adam Carolla is the largest podcasting network on the internet. The Ace Network is huge. So, I mean, do your part. Go out and donate money to those guys, because they're going to need it. Basically, this guy just basically said he invented podcasting, or the medium of podcasting, when he really didn't.
Do you know what it was? Have you heard what the patent was on?
Yeah, the patent was
on... It was
on,
basically on, like, SneakerNet exchanging cassette tapes.
Correct. Basically downloading content in a serialized format, episodically, and then he amended it to include podcasting in 2007.
And it was basically like the CD clubs. It was kind of that thing.
Exactly.
But it was like, we send you books on tape through the mail.
And that's what he's citing.
And he's saying
that. And then he amended it to include podcasting in 2007.
After podcasting had been a thing for,
guy's never released a podcast, so the entire story's on the internet. Go donate to that. Give him $5, $10, $1.
And this has been going on for a long time, so it's got to be a huge money drain. Like, this is not good.
Yeah, and
not good. Even if he doesn't win, it's still not good.
It's not good.
Because he shouldn't have that much power to do what he's doing in the first place.
Correct. I mean, the back license, even if he just asked for a licensing fee, the back licensing fees could be astronomical.
Right. I mean, we run this podcast on the price of beer.
Right. Yeah. Which will change. But go give to that. That's my pick of the week. Help out Adam Carolla on the Ace Network and help us out by helping them out. Because, I mean, they bring him down. They're coming after us next. So.
My pick of the week is actually Space Bear. I'm not kidding either.
No, that's just a funny follow-up.
Space Bear.
It's a bunch of our friends who have this little garage indie band.
I'm wearing their shirt.
Wearing their shirt right now. It's fucking
good
Josh Peek.
It's like the Klondike Bear.
It's Josh Peek, Zach Lasseter, and Adam
Collis.
Fucking Collis. And it's really fun, really get you going kind of indie music, and it's just super fun to just sit out there and watch them, and they have songs that are almost reminiscent of shit that you'd find on the Scott Pilgrim soundtrack, like Life Sucks, Get Used to It.
Yep.
Is one of those songs.
Whiskey and Weed.
That was their whole idea, was to do, be like
that. Yeah, and like, that song is amazing, because literally the whole thing is them just going, life sucks, get used to it. Like, it's awesome.
For those of you who like Fiddler or Waves.
Yeah. Thank you very much for that one, Tricky. Josh, One Trick Pony Peak.
My pick is ASM Volume 3, Issue 1. Because, get it. Spider-Man, the new Spider-Man. Is it Volume 3? It's so weird how they do that. It's either Volume 2 or Volume 3.
It's Volume 3, I think.
Because Spider-Man number 1, the new one.
The Amazing Spider-Man number 1, Marvel Now. If you go to the comic shop and ask for it, they'll know it. Basically, the premise is, coming off of the events of the Superior Spider-Man, which I won't ruin for you. If you haven't read it, I don't know why you wouldn't have, or wouldn't at least be aware of it. But, basically, Peter Parker, at the state that he is in The Amazing Spider-Man number 1, is unaware of anything that has happened to him for the past, in real life, year of comic books. So the past, I don't know, how long did Superior run for? 15 issues, something like that?
13
issues. So for about the past, year of our lives, in real time, Peter Parker is unaware of all the events that have transpired that he's been a part of. And so it's a really cool jumping off point, because there's two ways to get into comics to begin with, to get back into comics. Either you have to know everything that's happened, or you have to find that part where it doesn't fucking matter anyway. So it's kind of a cool experience, because I didn't read much Superior Spider-Man. So for me, I'm going into this comic, and I only know what Pete knows, and that's kind of cool.
And you get to find out what happened to him as Pete finds out, which
right.
is the perfect device.
Exactly.
It's like if you play the very the very first Zelda game on your Game Boy, where he wakes up on the beach. You do too if you've never played another Zelda game. You wake up on that beach with him.
Yeah, exactly. So it's cool. Late.
I'd actually also like to make an addendum. My second pick of the week is NHL Hits.
You know 2002. You know what we're not doing right now?
Playing hits.
Yeah.
But yeah, Amazing Spider-Man Volume 3, Issue 1. It's good. $6, but it's a double issue.
Worth the buy.
Nice. John, my pick of the week is probably the sponsor of this actual podcast tonight, is Stella Brew.
Yeah, absolutely.
Check it out.
Because they bought beer from them, not because they actually gave us money. Matt.
Which we plan on getting him on again. But, dude, their growler filling station is freaking awesome.
It is amazing.
They have a great list, and they're just killing it.
They're going through kegs so fast. You can buy growlers, and you can go in there, because, like,
they're doing such a good job.
Well, like, me and Jeff don't live close to there, but if you go in there with a few growlers, the way the growlers filling station works, you can get 4 or 5 growlers at one time, and as long as you don't open them, they will last.
Yeah, because...
And so, if you have to drive out from Greensboro, pick up 4 growlers, but it'll also last you, like, a couple weeks, because you don't have to drink them all right away.
Yeah, because the chamber fills up with CO2, takes all the air out... fills with beer,
so the
there's
beer
no
doesn't go
air
skunky.
In the beer, and it'll last for, Matt said, about 7 weeks he has one. So, yeah, check them out. They're freaking awesome. They have great selection, great bottles, wine,
and an official name redacted pick of the week from all of us. Disc golf. Everyone who's listening to this podcast should fucking go out, buy two or three discs,
hey,
or come with us. Come play fucking disc golf,
man.
Hit us up. It's super fun.
Get out and do something.
We play Johnson Street, Archdale, Yakinville.
There's the one out in
Burlington.
What's the one out where Logan lives?
Reedsville.
Where he lives.
Yeah,
Round Summit's over there.
If you want a nice beginner course, Horizons out here.
Where's that?
We'll go next time.
Okay, yeah.
To Horizons.
But if you live in Greensboro or High Point, you go to Johnson Street,
because
that is the beginner course for everyone.
Dude,
I even say, like, I need to go to Horizons next, because the Yakinville kind of kicked my ass, so.
Dude, Yakinville course.
I want to play that course.
Yakinville course is no joke, dude.
I'm excited.
Matt was talking about it, man.
It
sounds awesome.
Have you guys played Reedsville, though?
No.
Have you?
Okay, yes.
Well, you've never
played Reedsville. I played Reedsville because I came with you guys, and you forgot that
Round
I came.
Summit,
what
dude,
I love about the Yakinville course
worst.
Is everything's a par 3, and even the semi-pro guy that we kind of played with was like, this isn't a par 3.
Yeah,
that's
Johnson Street. That's kind of the
Johnson
default,
Street.
Like, we're going to make it a par 3, because why not? Because everybody's the over-under is still the same.
Guys,
it doesn't
matter what the par is. To Archdale, that was fun.
Let's go ahead and wrap it up, guys.
Yeah.
Indeed. So, thank you guys for listening, as usual.
We love you all.
We love you all. Hit us up on our Facebook. You know it by now. You can also hit us up on our emails. You got Chris at NameRedacted.
No.
What?
Nielsen.
Nielsen. At NameRedacted.com.
No, NameRedacted. At NameRedactedPodcast.com.
See, I'm so fucked up in the head because I'm tired.
I'm Chris Nielsen signing out. Hit me up at Nielsen at NameRedactedPodcast.com.
Thank you for taking the
to my left is...
Alexander Fulmer, which you can find me at Alex at NameRedactedPodcast.com. And to my left...
Colin Norris, you can find me as soon as I get set up at Colin at NameRedactedPodcast.com.
And I am the Brew Shaman, Jeff Shaman, at Brew Shaman.
Also at Brew Shaman on Twitter. Also at Brew Shaman,
Brew Shaman everything.
On Instagram.
But Brew Shaman at NameRedactedPodcast.com.
You can also submit to, what is it, submissions? Or no, it's...
Questions at NameRedactedPodcast.com.
And also booking at NameRedactedPodcast.com.
Yeah, go ahead.
We will check these emails, so please send us stuff. We will not ignore you.
This is all so new.
All right. Yeah.
All right, well, thank you very much for listening, and we will see you... Next time, be on the lookout for the panels, which have probably already been posted by the time you're listening to this. If not, go back and listen to them again, because they're fun.
Same bad time.
Same bad channel.
Go out and touch some butts.
Oh!